Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. It's Friday. That means it's time for our weekly Moment in Sound feature. We're broadcasting live today from the South Dakota Public Broadcasting Studios at the University of Sioux Falls. With me in the studio now is singer-songwriter Maddie Todd. Hey, Maddie.
Hey.
Welcome. Thanks for being here. Maddie Todd recently entered the NPR Tiny Desk contest with her song Paradox, and she was selected as a South Dakota fan favorite. And you can read about her in SDPB's magazine. She is a student at Augustana College studying religion and sociology. And you're almost done. You're going to graduate soon.
Yeah.
How is the religion and sociology program at Augie been for you?
Fantastic.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How so?
Just so many cool opportunities to express my findings in academia with like research and stuff. I recently presented a paper at the American Academy of Religion up in the cities. And the cool thing about sociology is that I use it every day, which is fantastic.
Is that what you came to study? Was that
no.
your original plan or did
no,
you take a
not.
Detour there?
I did take it. I took several detours actually. But I started out as psychology major, and then moved from psych to psych special education, to religion, to sociology.
Yeah, finding a way. The program there that is pretty outstanding at Augustana. It'd be easy to be drawn into that with the professors that they have there.
Absolutely.
Several of them have been guests on our show as well, and I just want to go study with them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about music and tell me how you got your start.
Wow. I started about 10 years ago. Played a lot of stuff in churches, learned guitar, took a few lessons over the course of 2 months, and then just kept playing and learning new things about it. And
at what point do you start creating your own music versus just learning and performing, you know,
mm-hmm.
what other people have already set in stone?
Yeah, I started songwriting when I was 12 years old.
Really?
Yep.
Huh. And what inspired you to write a song versus, you know, you don't learn that in school. You learn
no.
a little poetry in school. You learn some essays in school, but nobody teaches songwriting.
Yeah, I think songwriting was... I don't know. I would listen to Christian radio stations and hear the way that they wrote songs. And I also found it as a really cool way to express just myself and figure things out. And so songwriting to me has over the years been this huge form of contemplation for me. It's been a really cool outlet, but also a way for me to make sense of what is. And so, yeah, I've used that for about 10 years now.
Do you remember what you were writing as a 12-year-old?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Was it any good? I mean, like, looking back on it now?
It was horrible.
When you look back on it, though, do you see the seeds of, you know, can you get the distance from, you know, seeing yourself at 12 and you know,
oh,
being
yeah.
critical to say that I can see that girl's going to be a songwriter. I can see that mm-hmm. there's something there that she's going to stick with.
Yeah, when I was 12, the stuff that I would write didn't make any sense, you know. And so yeah. usually songs have to make sense. And I remember my mom telling me that you know, the songs that you write, they have to have some kind of meaning. People have to try and find meaning within them. And so I took that to heart. And that's what I've been trying to do ever since.
She introduced you to the idea of an audience, of a listener.
Mm-hmm.
Of a receiver of the art.
Yeah, that's a cool way of thinking about it.
All right, let's have a song.
Sounds
good. What are you going to play for us first?
This one's called Not Colorblind.
I thought that I had seen all of the colors after living in a decade or two. Reds and greens, well, I had seen it all before. In every shadow, every shade, every hue. But something was awry, something was amiss. I didn't know the difference between emptiness and bliss. Show me what it's like, open up your eyes. The sky didn't have a color until I saw you. And then you opened up your eyes, and I finally saw blue. Well, it's not a miracle, baby, no. Well, I'm not colorblind. But you've been making me say three love you, I 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 love you. What are you doing to my soul? What are you doing to my soul?
If you're just tuning in, Moment in Sound this Friday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. That's Maddie Todd playing live from the University of Sioux Falls studios here. Maddie, incredible song, incredible voice, incredible lyrics. Where does a line like that come from for you? This sky didn't have a color until I saw you.
It talks, so this whole song is about seeing the world differently through loving someone and what loving someone does to people's perspective on life. And so basically what this symbolism is for is just seeing the person that you love and, seeing new colors even. So
right, for the first time. So songwriting is contemplation. And you get to go through your college years documenting in a way somewhat to what you were thinking at that age.
Absolutely.
What do you think that means when you jump ahead to when you're 40, 50 and you're making music and you're looking back to, you know, I remember falling in love and writing that song?
Yeah, it's like I think I wrote something a little bit about this. Songs are like little time loops almost. You know, you go back, they're like 3-4 minutes long and you remember things that you had once forgotten. You remember that contemplation, you remember figuring out, and then you look at where you are now, you know. And I look at where I am now when I wrote some of my first songs and listening to them again, it brings me back to those places. So yeah, they are like little time capsules almost, which is really fascinating.
And so spin that out a little bit and think about people who find the song and it becomes part of their lives, and then they go look back 10 years later and say, remember that Maddie Todd song? We were listening to that back then, you know, when we first.
Oh, yeah.
It becomes a gift to somebody else then, too.
Absolutely. And it's so different the way people interpret stuff, too. Right. So they'll interpret the song completely differently from how, you know, I imagined that people would.
Is that a challenge to release that into the world?
It was. It used to be. But now it's sort of exciting to see where people will take it.
Tell me about playing open mics and sort of working the circuit in Sioux Falls.
Yeah.
In the region, I guess, yeah.
I started really playing gigs last summer in 2016, and it was amazing. Sioux Falls really values live performers, and they just basically gave me this huge bouquet of opportunities without me even really trying. And so I was just, I don't know, I became enthralled with it. And so I'm super excited to be graduating this year and be able to dedicate all of my time to doing gigs and stuff. Yeah. So
take your time to do some music. What is that? You know, does that take a certain amount of courage or a leap of faith to say, you know what, the first thing I'm going to do after getting my degree is to really give this the attention it deserves?
Yeah, it's definitely scary. I have a lot of people with my best interests in mind who are telling me, no, you need to go straight to grad school. You need to try and make something of yourself financially. And I'm thinking in my head, you know, and I have other people saying this too, like, when are you going to get this chance again, you know, to be able to do something that you love and maybe make something of yourself out of it? So
what else do you want to sing for us? Another song, please.
I've got this is called The Siren. And it basically goes back to, it's based on the story of Odysseus and the sirens. So it's from the perspective of Odysseus and talking about falling in love with something that eventually kills you. And so, this is called The Siren. It's a quiet place at the bottom of the ocean. The current sets the pace, we're dancing in slow motion.
I came from far away. I let my heart go free. Heart without a brain is good as lost, I see. When I heard the sweetest voice calling out my name, to her I gave my heart, to lose it was my fate.
Listening to Maddie Todd on Moment in Sound in the Moment South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm your host, Lori Walsh. And Maddie, you get to see your friends, your colleagues, other singers, songwriters around you on social media and the things that they're doing. What is it like to sort of share that journey that you're on with other people who not only support you but are on a similar path?
It's exciting, and you learn so much. There are so many people, musicians around me, who see the world differently than I do. And through their music and their style, I'm picking up and I'm learning things too. My friend Nate Pepple, he's a fellow musician and a sound guy. He actually tours with Spill Canvas, which is really cool. He actually showed me the chords for one of my favorite songs that I've written, which is called Rebel Soul. So, like, not only am I learning like lyrical stuff, but I'm also learning guitar things too. And by learning how to play a different chord or the same chord with a different, you know, a different hand fingering, you're going to figure out new ways to write songs, which is exciting. Yeah. So
what do you wish you knew about songwriting right now? What do you want to fast forward and say, if I could just get that experience under my belt right now, or get that skill under my belt, I'd be able to do what's in my mind better. And bring it into the world more quickly.
Honestly, I think the coolest thing about songwriting is about not knowing.
Yeah.
And so I would say I just want to keep contemplating for the rest of my life, in all honesty. But as far as like musician playing, I would love to eventually get some kind of loop system, which would be really cool. Ed Sheeran plays with one of those. He'll do a one-man show and just loop himself playing different parts. And so I'd actually really like to get one of those and experiment with that, which would be, I think that would be really fun. So
who inspires you that's playing music now? Who do you really, sort of either are inspired by their songwriting, or by their career itself and how they've, you know, really engaged in the arts?
Yeah. Somebody that I really, really admire is, a musician, an up-and-coming musician named Julian Baker. She's from Nashville area. She's about my age. I think she's a college student or a college graduate very recently. And the songs that she writes are very, she's always contemplating different things in her life, and her past experiences just really bleed through her lyrics. And it's very heavy. They're very heavy lyrics. She's had a lot of life experience in her short life, and it just really shows. So, yeah, I really admire her work. So,
do we do that enough in our society as a whole, contemplate? Do we all need more time for that?
I would say so. I think if you're not asking questions, then there's something wrong. You know, if you think that you've made it, if you think that you know, if you understand the way that the world is, you've got a lot more to learn. So,
all right, let's do one more song. What's this one going to be? Maddie Todd.
This one is, this is Paradox. So this is
a Tiny Desk entry right here, right?
So mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Paradox, yeah. Maddie Todd.
Everything around me, concrete, abstract, straight ahead, periphery, bleeds good and bad. It's a two-way street, from life to death, good fighting evil, from either trench. Oh, oh, when will the blind see? It's just a paradox in my mind. It tells me to love with hate, be pure with bloodstains. It's a paradox in my mind, composed, unrestricted. Now I'm addicted to the paradox in my mind. Oh, it's a paradox in my mind. Oh, colonized soil, seized by greed. Give me a part, then builds the walls and locks the door. Oh, what do you believe? It's just a paradox in my mind. It tells me to love with hate, be pure with bloodstains. It's a paradox in my mind, composed, unrestricted. Now I'm addicted to the paradox in my mind. Standing in front of you, tell me, what would you see if you look through the eyes of a Syrian family? Tell me, what would you do if you lost everything and couldn't find refuge? Tell me, what would you say to the Muslim boy who doesn't feel safe? Yeah. No, he doesn't feel safe. Now I'm
Thank you. Yeah. Maddie Todd, thank Moment you. In Sound. You can see her Tiny Desk contest entry on sdpb.org. Maddie, someone's listening. They want you to come play for them. Where can they find you to book you for a gig?
They can find me on Facebook. Mm-hmm. I have my own Facebook page.
Maddie is M-A-D-D-I-E.
Mm-hmm.
Todd, T-O-D-D. Look her up. Invite her to come play. She also plays open mics in Sioux Falls at Fernson, Pave, off in those places. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
We appreciate your time.